Hello, podcasters. It's Giggling Ben here. Em and Harley are on holiday, so am I. And they did not have time to record an introduction for this. They said, how about you do it? So that's what I'm doing. We've assembled a stack of podcasts for the week, and each of them are themed. Today's podcast is themed around poo chat. Poo, glorious, poo. So you're basically going to get to relive virtually every single poo chat that the guys have had since we started earlier in the year, from the very beginning of that spicy poo to the creation of the jingle, right through to the most recent poo chat that we did as a part of a worst date. So sit back, relax, get ready to hear the poo jingle over and over again, and don't eat anything chilly looking, or because, you know, it's all about poo. Enjoy.
I have a Facebook page that is its own beast and an amazing community on there. And every now and then I scroll through the comment section just to reaffirm either my self-hatred or self-love.
Yes.
And there was one comment there. So yesterday we talked about how I had the wrong tickets for Adele.
Yes.
And I wrote a little post about it, and a bunch of people underneath were writing, you know, how they'd done the same thing. And then I came across one woman by the name of Dawn, who also had a tragic Adele story.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share it with you now, with you and Sydney.
All right.
Dear Em, I have my own tragic Adele story. This is from Dawn on my Facebook page. After the concert, I went to my car, where unbeknownst to me, someone had done an extremely large diarrhea shit behind my car.
Oh,
yep, I was wearing sandals and trod in that big poo.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, the dirty effer had chili for dinner because my foot was on fire. Hubby didn't help me. He was vomiting on the other side of the car. So there you go. Both have tragic Adele stories.
So hectic.
That it burns. There's a lot. Foot.
There's a lot
so
going
much
on.
To unpack.
There's a lot. Right. So someone has needed a poo
bad. So badly.
They've just down trail and done it behind her car.
At least. Look, at least they had the decorum to do it behind a car.
Yeah.
But and I reckon they probably needed to hang on to the car because
yes,
such was
did.
The explosiveness of what was exiting their body.
I'd tell Dawn to look at her back bumper bar for fingerprints.
You know when you have to, you know when things are bad downstairs when you have to anchor yourself onto something because you know your soul's going to come out too if you're not hanging on.
You've seen the chili I eat.
But I didn't know. Their chili doesn't break down.
Oh, of course it doesn't.
So she's got burning feet from someone's feces.
Hannah said to me one day, she goes, do you know that chili is the only thing that your mouth and your butthole can taste? And I was like, what?
And your feet, apparently.
I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, when you eat a lemon, the next day your butt doesn't go, tangy.
I love Hannah. And let's spare a thought for the champion that is her husband.
Yes.
Not there to
just
help.
Just on the other side.
Just throwing up. I have to say, if Scott, my husband, stepped in and
would you vomit?
I'd walk away. I'd set the car and the husband on light. It's like, I'm sorry, there's nothing for it. We'll have to get divorced. I can't. I can't
call
deal
with
you.
Call a team with hazmat suits.
So, Dawn, thank you for sharing your story. That's very
That's
kind
amazing.
Of you. And it's had like 2 bazillion likes and people
As it
commenting
on
it. Just take them over the team, man. And there's no way you're getting that foot clear. And that sandal, gone.
No, it's gone.
Don't donate
in
it.
In the bin.
Put it in the incinerator.
Put it in bleach. Just sit it in bleach, Dawn, for a week. God.
And if you're pooing behind a car, where is your life at?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
There was a poo outside my hotel room once. And there was toilet paper. I'm like, wait a minute.
They're an animal, but they've got standards.
So you knew you weren't going to make it to a toilet? You had a roll of toilet paper?
I love that. Oh, good. Look, sometimes when you're on a flight, you need to do a big stinky poo.
You need to do a poo on a plane.
And I know it's very off-brand for this show to be talking about poo, but
we should have an opener.
I know. We're breaking all the radio rules, but you and I just love poo chat.
Love a poo chat. It's, look, the thing I like about, I mean, people have been giving me shit, no pun intended, about doing poo material as a stand-up for 15 years. Like, it started way back when I started in Brisbane. The local promoter there was like, oh, you're talking about poo too much. Here's the thing why poo is funny, everyone. You do it on your own. You never have anyone to share it with. And so if a comic talks about it on stage, everyone's like, oh, my God. God, yes. He does poo. Right? So it's great.
It's true. It's a great leveler, too. Yeah. Like, so we've all had an incident where we're like, oh, God. This is not good. And you know, and
absolutely.
And there's a little turtle head. And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. We've all been there. Yeah. And this is what I love it when people help and share to make poos better and
help
easier.
Help you do poo. Yeah. I needed help yesterday. I came out, I swear to God, I couldn't give Hannah eye contact for about half an hour. Just don't look at me.
a priest just turned up for no reason.
Yeah.
Former flight attendant Erica Roth has opened up about how to navigate this situation.
Yes.
Now, there's never a good time to poo on a plane. There's just not.
There's no good.
And I've tried multiple things. I don't do it. And that's Erica, the former flight attendant's first port of call. The first thing she says is don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just cross your legs and sit still and hope that there's no repercussions.
If you're on a 24-hour flight from to London, just don't do it.
Please don't do it. But then when pressed further by the reporter, God, this was the story of a lifetime. She said, all right, if you have to go, the moment to seize it is to, you know, when they turn the seatbelt sign off?
Yes.
And before they start any service, you shoot up and you dash to the toilet. She says you've got a 10-minute window there where you're not going to get blocked in. I'm like, if you're spending 10 minutes. She said they let people go up to 20. If someone's in the toilet for 20, they start knocking. Yeah,
oh,
that's
I like
the threshold.
That. I'm glad I know that information because, once again, long-haul flight, that's a great place to have a little nap. I'll go in there, lock the door, set my alarm for 20 minutes and go no-no's.
No no-no's in the public toilets. That's not okay. Oh, my God. Well, see, I always thought about, what if you could just flush at the moment it's leaving your body, flush and it'll suck the smell out. But then I remember that story.
Could suck your bowel out.
Yes. Remember that story where a lady got her small intestine sucked out by the toilet in the plane?
Yeah, I don't think it's true, but I still believe it.
I believe it too.
Yeah.
And so every time that toilet goes, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to take my small intestine.
When I flush that toilet, this is the absolute truth, when I'm in the toilet, I flush it, I press the button and then very quickly block my ears because I'm worried it's going to suck my eardrums out.
Look, yesterday we had a discussion around medical advice you'd been given by a non-medical practitioner.
Yeah. Speaking of FM.
Yeah.
Fecal matter.
Correct. And one lady phoned me, this is off the back of my nail technician telling me that to tighten my pelvic floors, I should put charcoal in my toilet, set it on fire and sit on top of it.
And you should definitely not do that.
No.
Don't.
We had a lady phone in with something she'd been advised to do.
Look, I was having a bit of trouble with my bowel and I was telling my friend and she was like, why don't you get a fecal transplant where you shove someone else's poo up your bum?
A fecal transplant. Where you shove someone else's poo up your bum.
Your bum.
Now, we found a lady named Rachel who we've got in touch with. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good.
Now, darling, you would have just listened to that and thought that's not exactly what happens. You are the recipient of a fecal matter transplant.
Yes, I am. I had it way back in 2013.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm still reaping the benefits.
Can you tell us? So,
talk us through
in
this.
Our mind, Rachel, it's like it was basically think of a Mr. Whippy situation where it is extracted from one bowel and just shoved up another to kind of, and in my mind, it was like percolating in that situation and maybe via osmosis.
Percolating.
But so we were very juvenile about it. And obviously, saying I've had a poo transplant, you two, stop it. They're laughing, Rachel.
That's so good.
Rachel, can you explain to us exactly what happens?
Okay, so first of all, they give you heaps and heaps of antibiotics to clear out your entire system.
So, okay. Rachel, sorry, why did you need it, first of all?
Oh, why did I need it? Pretty much just chronic constipation for some reason.
Yep.
Food went in one end and it just didn't come out the other.
Oh, gosh.
There was no underlying disease or anything.
Yep.
I saw heaps and heaps and heaps of doctors.
Yeah.
And Professor Barodi at the Center for Digestive Diseases, he was the last doctor that I saw, and he actually came up with the concept of a fecal matter transplant to cure constipation and other things.
So who was the donor?
My father, and he's absolutely mortified that everyone knows this.
Your dad was the donor?
Well, because he used to always say, oh, I'm like clockwork, same time every morning, you know. And so when it came around to having to find a donor, it was another couple of $1,000 to have an anonymous donor. So I kind of went, well, you know, seeing as you're like clockwork, you know, why don't you give me some of your goods? So he did.
And how are they received?
Well, he had to do his business in a little box every morning.
That's confronting.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that was traumatising. I said what I had to go through was slightly more traumatising. Yes. And then I'd take my little package to the centre, and this lovely, lovely nurse, she would take my package and put it in a blender.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes in a blender.
And she would mix my dad's donation with some saline, so some salt water and stuff.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, whilst I was still awake, they then kind of siphoned it into me via a tube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Siphoned it.
Wow, Rachel.
That is
amazing.
There's
so much to unpack.
Yeah, well, she's had it all siphoned into her. There's a lot to unpack.
So you would drive with your dad's donation in your car in a box.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And sit so next to me on the passenger seat. Yep.
Would he make eye contact with you when he handed over the goods? Was that a weird moment?
No, it was usually sitting downstairs on the bench when I went to go every morning.
You wouldn't want to mistake that for your lunch, Rachel.
No, and it was very discreet.
Oh, God, you're being such a good sport about this because
really
we're
are.
So juvenile. And so let's talk
I'm
about
very
it.
Interested in
so
this.
So you had it siphoned into you, and how quickly did you notice things were getting better?
Okay, well, I had to say that I had to have 10 of these treatments, so I had to do this
10
times every 2 days.
Wow.
And then it was probably a month or two afterwards that I started seeing a difference.
Good on you, Rach.
That's amazing.
And good on Dad's poo.
Good on you.
Yeah.
He's
a great dad.
I would love to have chatted to your dad this morning. Holly and I never want to stop talking about this.
Not at all. Like, I do a lot for my kids, but I haven't shat in a box for them. Like, that is...
Well, Rachel, we are so... And you're good as gold now. Your gut is all healthy.
Oh, yeah, like clockwork, just like my dad.
That's amazing.
You guys just high five on your way out.
That is the
love
best.
It. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for being on the show and being
you.
Such a good sport. And to Rachel's dad, you're a bloody legend.
Good on you.
Can you,
best bloke ever.
We didn't use the open.
Oh, we didn't. We actually had an open. No, I knew at one point, but I wanted to get that chat out. So we'll call it a closer. And here is a new opener for any time we talk about poo. Expect to hear this a lot, Sydney.
Poo chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo, 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 poo.
Ask for the sound.
What? Why are there farts in there? We seriously?
I didn't do any of that. This is what happens.
What happened? We are so juvenile. Like, just when I thought we couldn't get any worse, there's fart sound effects. I mean, I
never
joke.
Asked for fart sound effects.
I joke about
we didn't
talking
ask
about
that.
Farts, really.
But that was pretty funny.
It was funny.
Oh, yeah. I'll high five that.
What's next on the sheet?
Oh, good. I don't know, mate.
Donald Trump. Fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Given that today we're going on school holidays, last day of school for us in 2 weeks, we can't do this topic next week.
No.
It's a very important one.
Yeah.
131060, Sydney, what's a superior Easter egg?
We do a lot of sweets-based what's the superior.
I would go as far as to say we do a lot of food-based.
A lot of food-based. Yeah. And I attempt to have a sugar-free diet.
You do.
And I want everyone to know that chocolate and sugar is a sometimes food. God, I've had a lot of chocolate this morning.
Oh, man, me too. And I'm allergic to chocolate.
Yeah.
This is.
It gives you the squirts.
It does give me the squirts.
That's because the platter's having a roll.
Oh, platter chatter. Oh, I forgot about that.
That's coming up.
Later.
So we have two tickets to the Sydney Comedy Festival. Oh, sorry. The Sydney Comedy Festival kicks off on the 24th of April for 4 huge weeks.
Yes.
Tickets and info at sydneycomedyfest.com.au. And we've got two tickets to give away to the Sydney Comedy Festival Cracker Night, 26th of April, the Enmore.
Can we just say thanks to Ali Benton because she suggested this superior topic?
Oh, yeah,
we
thank
did,
you.
We have been throwing it out
so
there.
Many good suggestions.
Yeah, good suggestions. So I'm going to go straight off the bat. I mean, Easter is a big deal. Easter for me as a kid meant we had to make Easter bonnets.
Yes.
And you don't know about this.
I don't know about it at all.
So they didn't do this in Queensland?
No,
where were you? Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Oh. I think it's important to remember that I had quite a strict religious upbringing and Easter for us was
religion.
Very serious business. It was a 10-day thing. Like it started on Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter weekend.
Is that when you eat pancakes? When do you eat the pancakes? Shrove Tuesday?
That's a Catholic thing.
I'm Italian.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm Catholic. I just know we got pancakes.
Shrove Tuesday, pancake day. Yeah. I don't know. It's Catholic. We're Methodist.
Okay.
So it went a long time. So we didn't.
You didn't do bonnets.
We didn't even do Easter eggs.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's.
Well,
it was about the Jesus story. It wasn't about Easter eggs. So we got a slab of chocolate as it progressed because I think mum and dad felt a bit bad. But there was one year. I love my parents. I think they're great. I still got a very close relationship with them. But sometimes they just sucked. They gave us carob.
Oh, just poo in my mouth, Mum.
Do not give a kid carob at Easter time. Just kick him right in the face. Just kick him right in the throat.
Just hurt them. Carob. No.
Mum would be mortified.
It's like kissing your sister, carob. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. It was the opposite for me because being Italians, I mean, sure, he died, but we do love a festival season.
Yeah.
I used to get the big sugar eggs, you know, that were from my...
Oh, the candied eggs.
Yeah, my grandparents, they were wrapped in see-through foil.
Yes, harder than an actual tooth.
Yeah, and then they had the beautiful bows on them and they were all the wog eggs. Like, if you're an Italian, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the Easter bonnet parade, I can't believe you didn't get to do this. It was the most... I don't get what it had to do with Jesus or Easter or even chocolate.
Probably nothing.
But we used to have to I know it was the bane of my mother's existence. She used to get really competitive with all the other mums. It was full on. And we'd walk around having to hold these things, like getting neck injuries. And there was like scenes. I remember one year, Pasquale Scatuccio, he had the crucifix scene.
What a name. What a name. Say that again.
Pasquale Scatuccio. He had the scene of a crucifix on top of his head.
Wow.
That's appropriate.
I always had leftover dance costume stuff, like netting and sequins and stuff. Like, it was amazing. I can't believe you never got to do that.
No.
All right, so 13, 10, 60. What's the superior Easter egg? For me, Emma and Hornsby, you're same as me. What's the superior Easter egg?
Lindt chocolate bunny. My grandma gets one for every single person in our entire family.
Go. Can you hear this, Emma?
Amazing.
Listen. Can you hear
it? It's the little bell from around the neck.
Yeah, I've had one.
Chocolate bunny.
Yeah!
I've had one for breakfast. It's amazing.
They're so good.
Yeah, I agree.
Very good.
I agree. The Lindt, but it's quite spence. Like,
it is expense.
It's your $5 Easter egg. Yes. So you're not going to be getting a lot of those, but I would say this is the posh egg.
That's a posh egg.
The Lindt gold bunny. Yeah, it's the posh egg.
Yeah.
For every person in our family, that's like 17 eggs.
Wow.
Bunnies.
And your nana does that?
She's done it every year of my life, and I'm 18 now.
Oh, wow. Nana. Love Nana.
Nana's doing well.
That's
family tradition.
Oh, I love that, Emma. That's great. All right, 13, 10. So do you have a favourite one?
So, no, we eventually got it. I just wanted to... I didn't want everyone to think, geez, he had the worst upbringing. I had a great upbringing. And eventually they got around to Easter eggs. And we would have a little nest left at the end of our bed.
Cute.
Out of a wicker basket.
Yes.
And there was all little eggs in there. And I remember the first time I got this egg, and I've wanted it every Easter since. And it is sitting in front of me right today. And it's the Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty
egg.
Dumpty.
Mate, it's just the best. It's got a big, smiley, happy face. It's an egg. It's
appropriate.
He's
about to die.
And inside, Smarties.
It's great. I love that it's fun to crack. His head.
Yeah, smash his head on the ground.
All right, 13, 10, 60, lots of passionate calls coming through. What's a superior Easter egg, Sydney? Oh, just a little fart. Did you hear that?
Did you?
What? That was really loud. I just thought I'd better say something because it was so much.
I didn't hear it at all.
Like a little fart came out
is
when I said
it. Chocolate chocolate already.
The chocolate.
She's got a shit her pants.
Oh, God, I should not have had that lint, buddy.
Do you have that open?
Sam.
Do you have this?
I haven't updated the range yet. Hang on.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Why can't we just
you
go now?
You literally forced out a fart saying your own name. Oh,
what
man.
Are you doing?
We're going.
We're doing this.
What?
Oh, come on.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Load it.
Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
This break has been nearly going for 7 minutes.
We've been on air for 3 years.
We're supposed to be 3 minutes, bright and tight, one thought per break. It has nearly been going 7 minutes. We're really trying
to
run late.
We're doing a great job.
Stop creating your own sound effects.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe I said, did you hear that fart with the mics on? I forgot briefly that we were on a radio show that all of Sydney can hear. It's fine.
You look so proud of yourself.
Gee, that fart. Oh, take your calls next. What's a superior Easter egg?
That's right.
We're running so late.
Yeah, it's awesome. Meh.
Russell in Glenmore Park. Hey, Russ.
G'day, Russ.
How you going, guys?
Very good, mate.
Mate, I hear you got something in common with your favourite.
Oh, I do love you, Em, but I also love Harley Moore. Oh. It's the Humpty Dumpty, King of the Eggs.
Yes, Russell. You're correct. It is King of the Eggs.
He's excellent. Yeah. Did you hear that? Rusty, I love Harley more than I love myself too. It's okay. He's very lovable. I mean, there's too much of me. I agree. I'm working hard.
I still love you.
Oh, thanks, Russ.
Oh, good on you,
I'm
Russ.
Always working hard to get more Harley. He just doesn't want to be involved.
No.
Everyone's like, oh, there's too much Em. I'm like,
everyone calm down.
You don't understand. Harley doesn't want to do any more work. Thanks, Russ. That is a good one. Ashley in Picnic Point.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
Very good, Ash.
Ash, what's a superior Easter egg?
Oh, my God, it's a crunchy Easter egg.
Yum.
It's amazing. They've finally got the ratio right, and there's just enough honeycomb to give it texture with thin chocolate.
I love that.
Amazing.
That you've been following this
you're
like
so
a pet project. They've finally got the ratio right.
I love that, Ash. How many,
100% agree.
How many are you smashing of those? Like, have you already started, or do you wait until Easter?
I look, I think it's really rude to actually count at this stage. You know, we're into double figures. And that's no one's business. It's keeping me involved.
I love that, Ash. AKA, I've lost count. Renee and Bexley, hello.
Hi, guys. Good morning. It has to be, with no doubt, has to be the chocolate bunny Easter egg by Cadbury.
Oh,
what
yes.
What are they called? Elegant rabbit.
Elegant rabbit.
Elegant rabbit. And you can get the guy or the girl, whichever one you choose, but I get all of them. I don't really care. Don't go for any other one. Don't care gender.
Yeah. I love that. I am for
they
chocolate equality.
Yeah.
No, chocolate equality.
I didn't know it was called Elegant Rabbit till today.
Yeah, which you've suddenly decided you really loved them.
I kind of love that they're called Elegant Rabbit. Yeah. It makes me feel a little bit camp.
Yeah, is that the boy one or the girl one?
I don't know. Probably the girl. I don't know.
Maybe because there's a bow in the
hair. Bow in its hair. Oh, well.
Boys can have bows in their hair.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
I encourage it.
I'm putting a bow on later on.
Good. Kobe in West Hoxton, hello.
Hi, Emma.
How are you going?
Hey, Kobe.
I'm pumped. I'm on the radio with you guys.
You know what? I feel like this is the first time we've talked to all these people.
Yes.
It's so great. Kobe,
I feel like
thank
Kobe
you.
Might be pumped because of her favourite egg. What's your favourite egg, Kobe?
Look, no Cadbury, no red tulip, no lint. I have graduated to the Daryl Lee half egg. Now, they do half a shell, loaded up with mint chocolate, Rocky Road, smothered, melted chocolate all over this thing, and it's amazing.
It officially has one tonne of sugar in it.
Amazing. And is that quite an exy egg? Are you feeling like you've really made it in life because you can buy those for yourself?
Oh, absolutely, but you can get peanut cluster, licorice ones like Daryl Lee are all over the gourmet Easter egg.
Wow, you are passionate. I love
that. Right.
Thanks, Kobe.
That.
Good. Okay, so we're going to give the tickets to Ashley in Picnic Point. Hello, Ashley. You got 2 tickets to the Sydney Comedy Festival Cracker Night, 26th of April at the Enmore. Enjoy that. You're going to have such a good time.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome. You just pace yourself.
I'd obviously have given them to Russ.
Russ!
Let's give him some.
What?
Hey, Russ, would you like 2 tickets to go see the Sydney Comedy Festival Cracker Night?
Oh, you guys are legends.
Nah, bloody good on you, Russ.
Not me.
And don't forget, Jesus Christ is the Easter Bunny. You said that the
we
other day.
We did say that.
Come on. Did say that.
Jesus Christ is the Easter Bunny for all the kids listening.
Well, I said that he turns into chocolate and then we eat him.
That's right.
It's biblical.
Well done to everyone who called. Sri Lankan superstar Nazeem Hussain is with us still.
I'm your Asian friend.
Just before South we get into your Asian friend, Brody wants to ask you a question. Do you want a coffee?
No, thanks, because I brought my coffee with me in a little carton.
We were just halfway through our coffee orders when we had to go back on air. Oh,
God. Brody's a ledge. Brody's the guy that brought me hash browns last week. Real oily hash browns.
Yeah, perfect. Hash
browns. Yes, we do have our favourite Asian friend.
Yeah, look, I had a sick weekend.
Sick?
I had a sick weekend. Had a show. I did my own show, but then yesterday I went to see Julia Morris.
She's the best. Lift and Separate, is that what it's called?
Lift and Separate. I've got to say.
This is in our fair town of Sydney Town.
Well, it was in Melbourne actually last night, but I came back this morning. Right. Basically, she's a funny. We were getting ready to go to the gig, and my wife had to go to the bathroom.
My wife?
It happened.
I was like, excuse me, we're going to be late to the gig.
Nah, and, when girl's got to go, she's got to go. And you can't plan that, you just got to let her go.
You just had to, anyway, so I was like, all right, fine. Go to the bathroom. She took her time. Yeah. And
did she do a poo? Is that what you mean? When you say she took her time, did she do a poo?
Yeah.
I think Nazeem is, for the first time, being confronted with the idea of his wife doing poop.
She doesn't do that, guys. That's why we're together. Now, she finished whatever she was doing in there. It took a while. And we actually got a little bit late to Julian Morris' gig.
Because she took too long in the toilet.
But you know what? I'm not like other people. I didn't get upset or stressed out or anything because I've had a life-changing experience that has made me reimagine or rethink the way we should think about our bowel movements. In fact, I think they're magical.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. A long time ago, I went to Sri Lanka.
Do we need the poo chat opener?
Do you have a poo chat
opener? We definitely need the poo chat opener. We have an opener.
For poo stories?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How often do you talk about poo on this show?
Enough to have an opener.
I love being on this show. Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo
poo poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. You're welcome, Nazeem Hussain.
As you were, Nazeem.
The story doesn't live up to that.
Nothing does.
Oh, okay, so here's my poo story. We were in Sri Lanka. Well, I was a kid, maybe 8 or 9 years old. I had gone to the toilet, done my poos.
Yes.
But we were travelling from Kandy to Colombo, which is about a 3-hour trip on a bus.
What awesome names in Sri Lanka, can I say?
Kandy. It's a
town, Kandy and Colombo.
With a K.
Excellent.
It's the coolest way to spell Kandy. We were going to a wedding.
Yeah.
Which is like obviously the biggest kind of event you can go to in Sri Lanka. Like people think about
happens
it.
Happens all weekend.
Happens all weekend. And like it's people plan these for freaking ages. And it's like we traveled from Australia to Sri Lanka to go to this wedding.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to be there on time. We for some reason took the bus.
Yeah.
Normally you take the train. Anyway, we were on the bus. We were kind of late. We were all there in our wedding clothes.
Yes.
3 hours in your wedding clothes. It was air con on the bus.
It was just sweaty.
Everyone's sweaty.
People leaning on you. 1.5 hours into it, to add to all that, my little sister was like, I didn't get in the toilet. Well, it's a freaking, there's no toilet on the bus. This is a freaking bus in Sri Lanka. It doesn't happen. You can't just. So she's like, well, we've got to get off the bus. We got off the bus and she went to a roadside toilet.
Oh,
and
no.
Took her time.
Yeah.
And the bus just took off.
Of course it did.
And we were like, hurry up. You've made us late to the wedding. We've come from Australia to go to this wedding. You know, she came out of the toilet. We were all yelling at her, making her feel like crap.
Yeah.
Hey? And then we got on another bus, which was like half an hour later.
There's always more buses.
There's always buses. We just wave it down. I don't even know if it was like a public bus, but we just paid.
It was just a guy on a moped.
Yeah, just a guy, right? Yeah, there's a little van. So we got in. We said, listen, when you go to Colombo, he said, all right, cool. So we're driving. All of a sudden, that bus got delayed. And we were stuck in traffic for half an hour.
Half an hour.
And we were like, you freaking, this is all you.
This is all your
you and your bowels. Anyway, we started driving again and we realized the reason why we were delayed is because that bus in front of us that we were on had fallen off the cliff and everyone had died.
No.
Oh my God. Everyone was dead. They were dead.
No.
But for my sister's bowels, I will not be on this radio show.
Oh my God. Sister's poo.
Yeah. So next time you need to take a crap, all right, listen.
You take your time.
You take your time. You don't know whose life you're saving. Like you could be saving a whole busload of people's lives.
Yep.
I mean, she didn't save. Well, you know what? If she had gotten on the bus, maybe
she
wouldn't have been alive.
Too much.
I don't know what.
She saved.
Maybe
her poo
she
saved
everyone.
Your life.
Yeah, her poo saved our lives.
131060. When did a poo save your life? No.
Sure. Yeah, we can
do that. Are we going to get a call for that? I don't think we're going to get a call for that. I've got something for you that I think you'll enjoy.
Yes, okay.
Professor Poo.
Is that in here?
Yeah. So
can I look at it now?
No.
Okay.
So Japanese school children, by the end of grade six...
I've heard of them.
Okay. Yep. They have to be able to read and write 1,006 kanji characters. So you know all the Japanese characters. Yes. There's more than that to learn, but that's the expected benchmark. There's 1,006 of
1,
them.
1,000.
Yeah. And
what if we require our kids to...
26 letters.
26 letters. And maybe jumble them in for a few words.
Yeah, a few words. Yeah. And these kids, obviously, teachers and parents find it a punish to try and get them to learn it.
Of course.
So there's a new series of study books that is absolutely taking Japan by storm. Right. Already sold 1.83 million copies.
That is a lot.
And it is, this is a thing.
Yeah.
It's a scatology-based study.
Scatology is the study of, maybe we should I reckon we should get that open.
Oh, yeah.
Chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
It's called.
That's what scatology is.
It sure is. It's called the poo kanji drill. Okay? So.
Okay, you don't want drill and scatology used in the same sentence.
Obviously, poo is a magical subject for anyone under the age of 10.
Yes.
It is glorious. It
or
is funny.
For two professional radio hosts.
Me and you. And kids, they love it. Now, of course, obviously, we had the Day My Bum Went Psycho series.
Yes.
Huge. Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants is
huge.
Out now. Yep.
Kids love poo.
Love poo.
And a Japanese professor was cottoned onto this and made this series. And the lead character is Professor Poo.
Yes.
And he, you can look at him now.
Professor Plum.
He's an emoji-like turd.
Another end. I didn't even get it in my
thing. I'll give you my thing.
Yeah.
He's an emoji-like turd with glasses and a handlebar mustache.
Brilliant. Oh, that is fantastic. Actually, yes. It could
he
be
looks like
Ben.
Ben.
Glasses. He's a poo version of you,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah. So the kids, have a look at yourself. So the kids are going absolutely bunter for him. And the thing they say is there's multiple books, right?
Yeah.
And they guarantee that the word poo is mentioned in every book.
Great. So and you've just got to find it. Now, wait a minute. Don't they have to write over 1,000 characters?
Yeah.
Well, Pooh can't have 1,000 characters,
it's
just
says,
the one.
It says here, to help them reach that goal of 1,006 characters and to prepare them for memorising the further 1,300, the book includes the word poo in every one of its 3,018 sample sentences.
That's lovely.
So in every sentence, the poo character is there and it helps them remember everything around it because they just can't wait to get to the poo. This is brilliant.
It's brilliant.
And he said, adults may raise their eyebrows, but for children, the word poo is magical and makes things fun. And this is from the author Yusaka Fuyura. And I salute him. And to Professor Poo.
Yeah. I'll take my pants off to you.
You have been a very bad boy.
Well, yes. In general, that is correct. And as you know, as Sydney knows, because they're all tuning into this show and following our lives very carefully, I have moved house.
You have.
And I hope to never, ever do that ever again
in
the existence of my... Shut your mouth.
It's going to be like...
I hate it so much.
You know you are because you're renting.
I know.
And you aspire to be a homeowner. It's a strange dream.
What I was thinking about, though, is I could put up a massive fence at the front with razor wire on it and never leave. How's that sound?
Definitely that'll work. Okay, the owners will love that.
I've been moving in and, look, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of work to move in and I'm one of those people when you move in, I just want it done.
Yeah.
You know, not a slow move in, just everything unpacked. I brought up yesterday, but we don't have any cupboards, so that's hard. Anyway, I've been working flat out in the house. So is Hannah, unpacking stuff, building cupboards, doing all that.
Oh, buddy, are you okay?
I'm a bit tired. My arms are very sore.
Oh,
I don't do a lot of physical activity. And I'm a bit sore.
Are you taking enough time out for me?
I need some magnesium.
Are you okay?
Look at me.
You're just a busy mum.
I need a shearer.
You're just a working woman.
Yeah.
Doing her best.
That's right. Just
and
trying.
And you just got a bit teary now. Yeah. Look at you. You just
sometimes you just I don't need, have enough time for myself.
You just got to deposit back into the bank of Harley sometimes.
Well.
What's going on?
I have spent the last, I would say, nearly a week inside.
Yes.
Just flat out working. And then I walked outside yesterday. I've got quite a big backyard.
Yes.
Most of it's concrete. I believe.
Did some Italians live there before you?
I believe
you?
Some Italians may have moved in before I was there. Because it's pretty concrete central.
Fantastic.
Which is fun for riding push bikes around.
And hosing and off for no reason.
Hosing off. I've got a gurney. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Great.
I'm just going to gurney things on the weekend.
Yeah.
I had forgotten, not forgotten, because they were still fed and watered, but I had not given attention to the birds, to the girls, to the chicks, to Horace and Jenny. And I have to tell you that my backyard is nothing short of a poo-splosion. It is shit-mageddon. I cannot believe the volume of excrement in my backyard. There's a problem. I am worried.
You guys, we're going to have to change the next break about the poo restaurant. I think three is too much. Like, we did it earlier. You did not warn me this was poo. And then the next one is poo restaurant.
Have the poo opening ready. There you go. We can play it now. Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo poo
poo poo poo poo poo poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. You know, I get taken aside by our boss and say, mate, we got to appeal to the under 30 women. They're not getting it.
And here it is, chicken shit eats. I have never seen anything like it. Like, it's like a farmyard out there.
Joel.
I was,
and it's hard to get it off the concrete. You're going to have to high pressure hose the crap out of the
crap. Luckily, I've got that.
Yeah,
because I haven't had, so they're just out there properly free ranging. They can be anywhere in the whole yard and they are not discriminate on where they put their cloaca juice.
Wow. Like it is. Jeez, what's a cloaca?
Well, because they have the one hole that poos and wees out, so it's literally
really?
Cloaca juice.
Yeah. Are they solo holing?
Yeah, solo hole.
I did not know they were solo holes. That's the
both coming out at the same time.
And convenient.
That's why it's.
And the egg?
Hey.
And the egg comes out there too?
Do chickens?
Oh, is that
do
right?
Chickens?
Oh, no, I've never looked that up.
Do chickens do it?
Chickens do it.
Yeah.
Well, if Jenny and Horace are doing it, I don't know what's happening, but yes, if a cockerel came into the yard.
Chickens do it.
Chickens do it.
Okay.
You know.
No, I'm thinking about that now. I've never
anyway,
seen chicken do it.
Anyway, it's just a mess. I was out there because I've got to build the little. Have you never seen a chicken
never
do it?
I've seen chickens do it.
Yeah, they're right up. They
do they?
Gets on top of it.
Okay.
Rides her.
A lot of feathers.
So yeah, you a lot got of feathers. So you a lot got, of flapping
so
around.
You've got to stop being a busy working mum.
I have to. And I've got to get out
and
the
get
back.
Get out in the backyard.
Be Farmer Joe.
And be some Farmer
Yeah. I've got to get it done because
I mean, if it's not the chickens, it's the children wanting to have their bums clean.
Oh, mate.
Oh, it's never ending.
There is shit from sold at breakfast at our house. 13 10 60. Do you take your phone to the toilet?
Should not.
Because apparently you should not.
I you
just
should
got
not.
This somebody said us.
No, I think no. Don't even read that. I'm a scientist. I'm an expert.
Yes, you are a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, there is a research out that says men. Oh well, this is groundbreaking research.
Yeah.
Also, in breaking news, today's Friday.
Yeah.
Men are more likely to post social media updates from the toilet.
Now I was surprised to read that because I do not do that. I don't post social media very rarely. Sometimes I
was going to say, you never post on social media.
No.
So
yeah, exactly.
That doesn't count.
It's not a big ask. I might throw a like out. I might feel a bit silly and comment maybe.
But do you like more when you've had a few frothies?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Become a like
I've had
slut.
Some froths and some other things. I will
You get a like. You're Oprah.
Yeah, I'm
you
flat out
like.
On it.
You get a like. You get a like.
But I was surprised to find out that you have very strong opinions about toilet phone behaviour. Yep.
Toilet?
Never take it in.
Nah. Listen, 13 10 60, do you take your phone into the shitter? Toilet time for me has always been very sacred.
Yeah, same.
And you go in there and you don't want to be distracted from the one job you have, right?
I say goodbye to Hannah when I go in.
Oh.
Because it might be a while till I see her.
But this to me says there's something wrong with your diet or you're going to get some hemorrhoids.
Oh, well,
you're not going to war, mate. You're not going to war.
You haven't seen
that. Oh, the porcelain thing.
You haven't
it
seen
is.
That. I am going
the
to
the porcelain's
war.
Taking out a restraining order against my anus.
It is rough.
What are you eating?
I don't know, mate.
Chili.
A lot of chili. Heaps
mate,
of coffee.
Are you Mr. Paleo?
Beers at about 10 in the morning.
What's
and then
on?
Whoop
ass.
That's
why,
the noise it makes.
Why do you need your phone in the toilet? I don't understand.
Because, like, I'm at the stage now, my sphincters would tighten up so much without the phone. They'd be stressed. I wouldn't be able to poo without it.
You know you can increase your heart rate if you tighten your sphincter? Oh, it's a way to cheat a lie detector. You know, you can cheat a lie detector by tightening your sphincter. I listened to our podcast on This American Life about a guy who told people how to cheat lie detectors, and one of the tricks was to tighten your sphincter.
I'm working on my pelvic floor as I'm looking at you.
When you tighten your eyes. Everyone listening right now, just tighten your sphincter, right?
Tighten it.
Look how much effort it takes.
Tighten.
You got to go up and in. You know, it's not just like a wink. Like, it's not like you know when you wink.
No, a wink's just there.
You know when you're winking, right?
Yeah.
Wink your butthole.
It is a bit wink.
It's more
it is
of an
like
effort.
Winking. It is a lot more of an effort.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like you get smaller for a small moment.
Yeah. Everything gets.
There's less of you.
Yes. So, I was so fascinated when I heard that yesterday. And then I'm like,
Wait. Why haven't you played the opener yet?
I've been waiting. Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo
poo poo poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. Thank you. Now, carry on, Amelia.
Well, yeah, like, when I was listening yesterday, and then I was doing it all the way home while I was driving, and I was just marvelling at how I've never noticed in 38 years how much effort it takes to tighten your sphincter.
No. What? I know, it's
like,
full body.
Try and do it
without moving.
Like, try and do a sneaky sphincter tightening.
I'm doing it. You count how many you can do.
Okay, go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, but you're not doing it justice. You gotta go up and in.
How long am I holding it in? Wow.
Okay, so, but I just...
You're right.
No, I'm asking
you
the question.
You are entitled to an opinion.
Opinions are amazing. That's why I'm paid to have them. Can I ask you, yes. Honestly, genuinely,
yes.
why can't you just get in and get out, poo and get out?
No, well, because it's a sacred place and a sacred moment. And
why?
Because I like... Look, I could be in there for a good half an hour. I like to be in there until I've got Lethal Weapon legs, and that is a reference to Danny Glover when he had to sit on the toilet that had a bomb in it and he couldn't move. You know, he couldn't walk. So I like, because when I get out, I'm just like, my legs are all pins and needles, and I'm going to sit on the couch for another half an hour.
Oh my God.
Until the blood rushes back out of it.
But what do you do between, how do you wipe your hands and hold the phone?
Oh, no, there's shit all over the phone. Who
cares? I was gonna say. And, like, then you've got to pick it up after you've wiped your hand and you're touching and there's poo particles.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with poo particles. They're everywhere,
they're
Harley.
Everywhere.
There's poo particles in here right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We've just been tightening and losing our sphincters. There's more than
letting
that
them loose. Out and in and out and...
We should do, like, a 70-soul exercise...
For sphincters.
For sphincters. That's
sure
all.
That's
it's just done. You and me standing in leotards.
If we Google image
just,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Mike on the Central Coast, do you take your phone into the toilet?
Of course I do.
Yeah, what are you doing?
One of the best places to take your phone.
That's right.
But why? Why is this? Why do men specifically do it?
Well, as Harley said, it's a sacred place to go for men.
Yeah.
How long are you putting in there? How much time?
Well, it depends on how long the war goes for.
The war.
Yeah, we put some torpedoes left, right and centre.
What if the torpedoes drop unencumbered within the first 10 seconds? Do you sit there even if you don't need to?
Absolutely.
Then you flush the toilet so stink doesn't hang around. Then you just stay there a little bit longer.
Courtesy flush.
Why do you want to sit in your own poo particles longer than necessary?
Because no one else is bothering you.
Oh, my God. Then you need a new life. If you are going to a place, a poo palace, to escape your family for a long period of time, what is going on for you?
Have you met a six-year-old?
Yeah, I forgot. I've had two of them.
I've got a double door. So my toilet is through the bathroom and has its own door. So I've got a double barrier. That guy can poke his stupid little fingers under the door and I don't even see him.
Jesus. There's so many calls coming in. 131060, do you take your phone to the toilet? We'll take your calls next. Breaking research. Men are far more likely to shit post from the shitter is what it says.
Yeah, shit post.
Dudes are more likely than women to... write their Facebook status updates from the dunny.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I just Candy Crush. That's my Candy Crush time.
Oh, is that what you do?
That's all I do. Yeah, pretty much. Do you know what I did? Actually, two poos ago, for a bit of nostalgia, I took in some junk mail because I've got a new house and...
You went through the catalogues?
Yeah, and I haven't put the no junk mail sign on the letterbox.
That doesn't stop
them. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop them.
And then I stand there with a stick.
No, you don't.
I whack them as they put it in.
I've heard that those people look for the signs, no junk mail, and deliberately put them in.
and I hit him on the hands.
If you want junk mail, put a no junk mail sign on your mailbox.
Nah.
They're like, that to me is I'm like, oh, dare you.
I'll take the letterbox
There's no
off.
Rules. That's the only way you can get it out of it. Take the letterbox out. Because you're not going to stand there like a male vigilante with a shotgun on your porch.
Do you know how much time I've got?
Move on. I do. Because we were stand out there. Actually, you're out of here at 9:02. You know you're in trouble. Everyone's in trouble.
I'm going to stand out there whittling wood. I'm going to whistle.
What's that? I can't do it. People love whistling into microphones. there is an expert, hygiene expert, Dr. Lisa Ackerley. How do you become a hygiene expert?
Oh,
I washed my hands once. I'm a hygiene expert.
You know what you need to do? You have to do something at a social event where all your friends turn their back on you and then walk you become
with,
a hygiene
Do you walk
expert.
In with rubber gloves? Oh, okay. Two reasons why you shouldn't use your phone in the toilet. You could be exposing yourself and others to Salmonella, E. coli and C. difficile. I don't even know what that means. By using your phone in the loo.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you wipe your bum and then pick your phone up, you may as well not bother washing your hands at all because all the bacteria you put on your phone will end up back on your hands.
Yeah, you know, but I talked about it yesterday. I'm going to be a superhuman because I'm going to be immune to every germ.
Captain Immunity.
Yep.
Nev. Hi, Nev.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good doll.
I'm guessing you take your phone into the dunny.
Of course I do. Now, look, Harley's right. You have forgotten what it's like to have small children. It's 5 minutes of quiet time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or 10.
Or 30,
Yeah,
mate.
But you're sitting in your own... I would just go lock yourself in a cupboard.
Nah, but then you feel guilty as a parent.
Find you.
Wait.
Yeah, and they find you. That's right, Nev.
Why is... What's
well, they
different
find you anyway.
What's the difference between locking yourself, Nev, in the toilet compared to locking yourself in a wardrobe?
Well, at least... Look, at least you can tell them it might be smelly in here. You might want to go away.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. As if my kid cares.
Daddy's dropping bombs, girls. Connor and Penrith. Hey, Connor.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, good, mate.
You take your phone in the dunny, do you, mate?
Of course I do.
But see, Connor, are you telling me you spend more time in there, so you've done your business, but you just keep hanging out in there for the fun of it?
I'll spend in the toilet for like 45 minutes and I get distracted on my phone watching videos on Facebook or Snapchat.
And you forget what you're in there for originally, Connor?
Yep.
Hey, Connor, can I just recommend a couple of brand names to you? Oh. Anasol and Rectinol. Those are hemorrhoid creams. You're probably going to need them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In made-up statistics in my mind, I imagine that you're far greater chance of getting hemorrhoids if your bum's in that confined space with all the blood going to
I'd
the anus.
I imagine you're right.
Just
I'm not
popping out those grapes.
Yeah. Just speaking from a perspective of a man with hemorrhoids. Yeah, that's what a hemorrhoid sounds like.
When it's coming out. I'm so glad I could do that.
It's like a jaunty cartoon, a hemorrhoid.
Does it wear a beret and a scarf?
Yes.
Amazing. Steph in Cranbrook, hello.
Hi.
Steph, a lady poo phoner. Welcome.
I am going to admit I am a female and I take the phone into the toilet.
Of course you do.
And do you also spend longer in there than necessary? You've done your business, you've wrapped up. Did you ever pull your pants up and then sit back down?
No, I don't do that, but I definitely do sit there for a little bit longer. It's called multitasking, right?
That's
I've
right.
got kids, yeah. You know, I've got to do the business, and so I might as well be able to search my social media. And I'll be honest, I'll even say I've taken a phone call while I'm sitting on the toilet.
Oh, mate. Yeah, multiple. Oh,
no, what? Our Sorry, boss, I was reading the statistics.
Our boss she called us the other, she took a phone call. Our boss called us, Jace called us the other day. And I just like, oh, I don't have to call him back because sometimes he's busy. And I was on there and I was just like, nah, took it, right? I took the phone call, wiped while on the phone to him. He didn't know. And I didn't want him to know I'm in the toilet. I've covered this well. He won't be listening. And I just walked out without flushing.
If it's brown, flush it down.
And then I came back in. It was quite a long conversation. I came back in and Hannah was there. I'm like, sorry, mate. Sorry you had to see that. But I was on the phone.
Exactly, Christian Earl. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Inappropriate phoners at 6:05, where we
talk about the things you should have, but we do it live. And we're also doing this. Oh.
You got to tell him. You can't. Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. UFC fighter Justin Kish was fighting on the mat and she was fighting Felice Herrig at the as the main card of the UFC Oklahoma City. Whilst fighting, the women got very vicious. Dominique Cruz, apparently he's a big dude, former champion, was like, holy mackerel, the explosiveness from these two women is phenomenal. Little did he know that he was, in fact, Nostradamus at that point in time, because there was some explosion. Justine, unfortunately, could not hold her bowels in as she was put in a deep chokehold and had a poosplosion. It was not pretty. And the poosplosion happened, and the girls were going at it. They didn't realize. They just thought it was sweat. And then social media and the commentators were noticing the discoloration, which I think is a nice thing to say.
I think that's pretty impressive, too, that you can shoot yourself and not know.
I think you're really involved that's in the impressive. Moment. I mean, that is, you're a dedicated athlete.
Also, have you looked at the phoners? Pretty sure it's 100% men.
Nah. Oh, yeah. Because it is.
There's no ladies.
It's inappropriate phoners at 6:05. Ladies of Sydney, I know you've pooed yourself. I know you have. Although, I don't have a story.
No.
Is it because...
What? Anne Edmonds does. Why? One of the funniest shitting herself
stories.
She's
not going to want you to say that.
No, she does it on stage.
I know.
It's very funny.
I would think you and I can't believe you or I don't.
No.
That's so weird.
I've never got there.
Well, why are you saying that with a twinkle in your eye?
I've been close.
Like it's a goal.
And I've been, well, because...
Why are you saying like, you know, it's like someone who's attempted Everest a few times and just, no, I've never got there.
Because I just want to be able to let
summit.
Go.
I've never summited. You just want to summit your anus.
Let it happen, mate. I want to get to the summit.
Aaron in Penrith.
Hey, what's up?
Good, man.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good, mate.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Oh, that's good, mate. That's good. Yeah. So, my story is absolutely disgusting. Okay. I was with my missus. I went to stay at her house for a night, and her bed was on the floor. And I just got, like, this rare case of diarrhea, like, out of nowhere. And anyway, like, we were sleeping, kind of didn't have any clothes. And I got up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet. And anyway, in the morning, like, when I got up, I did this just a little tiny crackle fart. Anyway, the next morning... The lights were on, and there's just splatters all up the wall, like half a meter up the wall, because the bed was on the floor. And, like, there was even on the bed. And, like, I realized at this time, oh, it wasn't just a fart. So, like, I was trying to lie on the bed where it was to try and hide it. And then she saw it all on the wall, and she's like, oi, what is all this? I was like, oi, nah, please don't dump me. But I must have had diarrhea.
That is the greatest, Aaron. Mate, are you still with this young lady?
Nah, we broke up.
God, Aaron, my darling, man.
That is hectic, dude.
First of all, I love the rare diarrhea.
It's rare. Shitting up the wall is one of the rarest diarrhea.
He's done what he's assuming is a run-of-the-mill morning trumpet fart. You know, just the morning that heralds the sun's coming. Everyone does them. And it's had follow-through. And then he's tried to lay himself and nothing. There's nothing to see here. I'm just laying across the bed. You go to work. I feel like lying in my own shit.
I love that. It's like, how will I hide that poo? I'll lie on it.
And then he just goes straight to, please don't dump me because I dump on your wall.
So good.
Brilliant, Aaron. That's three levels of excellence. And well done on being brave. But, you know, that's the story she tells everyone about Aaron. I'm sorry.
Oh, she
if
does.
You're not together anymore, you're the bloke that pooed up her wall forever and a
you're
day.
You're the guy that crapped up her wall.
But, Aaron, you're well done, mate. I can't believe he was the first caller.
I don't know what's happening
that
now.
That means they're getting better.
Yep.
Because we crescendo you guys. If you're first, you haven't done your best.
Yeah, but that was good.
Sid in the Hills District, hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good,
man.
Sid.
Is your story as hectic as Aaron's?
Probably just about on the same level of hecticness.
What you do, Sid?
Maybe a tad hecticer.
Yes!
All right, so what happened, I'm driving at my mate's place with my son in the car.
Yeah.
I smoke, so I've got a bit of a cough. And for some reason that day, mate, I pulled up a set of lights and I've had a bit of a cough and followed through.
Oh.
So I'm going, oh, there's a Macca's up here on the right. So I pulled in the Macca's. My son's sitting there going, oh, Dad, a cheeseburger? I'm like, no, we've got to go to the toilet, mate. Dad just crapped his pants. So anyway, where were we going? The toilet, we're straight through. Everyone, you know, you walk straight into Macca's, straight to the bathroom. As I'm opening the door, there's this old bloke walking up. So I've held the door open for him. Turns out he's one of my dad's mates. So I've turned my head so I wouldn't recognise him. So he wouldn't recognise me. So anyway, we run into the cubicle. I pull my son in with me, close the door, lock it, sit down. As soon as I'm taking the dump, my son goes, "Oh, Dad, can I see the poo in your pants?" Shut up!
And you can't shut him up at that point, Sid. And just keep talking.
It's brilliant. When your kids realise you've done something they normally do and get in trouble for, it's on. Amazing. Mate, I love that. That was hectic.
I've been Sid as well. Obviously, I've not got to that point, but that hectic moment, you're in a car, kid, then you're going to get into a cubicle.
I love it. That's so good. Will and Concord, hello.
How you doing?
What happened?
What happened, Will?
I was shopping with the missus one Saturday, and night after the old curry, had a bit of a poop problem. So I needed to go to the toilet, so I was like busting, went in there, and the cubicle was occupied at the time, so I was like, I really have to go here. So I just went, boom, straight in the sink. And
rewind a bit. You went, boom, straight in the sink.
Sorry, what?
That's not nothing. You shat in the sink.
Straight in the sink. Straight in the sink. A guy walked in and was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I just got to go."
That is so good.
That is the most primal moment of a man and woman's life, isn't it? When a mate has to make eye contact with you while you're pooing and you're like, "I'm sorry."
Sorry, mate. But I like the decision-making process. It's like, in the pants or am I going to publicly shit in the sink?
Oh, my God. In a sink, there's not enough bleach in the world. Mate. See, that was hilarious. To all the men who rang then, I salute you, sirs.
Well
because
done.
Because those stories are never not funny.
Always good.
God, thank you, everyone.
We're getting paid.
Brilliant. Harlai is in New Zealand, so anything can happen during the show.
I am in downtown Christchurch.
And you're sounding like it. What have you got for me? Okay, so this is something. He wouldn't tell me the story. We are going to take calls on it.
It could be inappropriate phoner.
We don't know what it is, so this is surprise, surprise, phoner at 6:05. Okay, yeah. Go.
So I checked into my hotel. It'd been a very long day yesterday, Amelia. We got up early for our shift on Thursday morning, and then... that finished. I had stuff to do around the house. Then I had to get to the airport. Then I had to take an international flight, which was delayed by an hour. I was beside myself, so I had 75 beers. I mean, raspberry juices, and I
was just having a laugh. He didn't.
Just having a laugh.
Just having a laugh.
So I got on the plane, and everything was a bit rank. Am I talking about the plane later on as well? I don't know which bit to share right now. It doesn't matter. I got to the hotel.
No, but it's got Harley checking into flight at 7:40.
Oh, yeah, let's leave it for them.
This is just hotel. So get hold into the hotel that room. Content. Hold that content for 7:40.
Everything is in delay, by the way. The microphones are in a different delay to the Skype. I don't know what's happening. I'm just going to go for it. Interject at any time. If there's somebody with a sound effects pedal, just press it whenever you want.
Okay, go.
I don't know if this is the same for you, but when I'm on the road, when I get into a hotel room, it's like Pavlov's dog for my butthole. I've got to go to the toilet.
I have to say, I'm the same.
Yeah, right? I don't know what it is. I could have done a poo already, but I get in, it's like I've got to mark my territory. I've got to get amongst it.
Wait.
It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
It's a poo
chat poo 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 poo.
You can tell it's the last day of school.
I predict that opener, is going to be played at least another 10 times.
So you've got in the room.
I've got in the room, and I got in the room. And I did my business. It's private stuff. I don't want to talk about it. So, then I just want to flush the toilet, and I press the flush button from behind me because I'm a halfway through flush guy, courtesy flush. Got to get out of the way. You don't want that. Well, I like to sit. You ought to be sitting in your own mess.
Stop. Have you got the volume turned down on your Skype? On your computer?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you flush halfway through, and then you double flush.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Mate, sometimes there's a triple flush situation that just pops its head out, if you know what I mean.
So the courtesy flush is to eliminate smell?
Yeah, and eliminate mass.
Breaking the surface.
Okay, so you've done the
I've done the reach around, yes, for the button. Oh, pressed it. Not much went on. And I was like, what is that?
Oh, no.
So I'd been pressing the half button. I was like, okay, well, that still wasn't much for the half button. I pressed the full button. Not much went on.
Oh.
Long story short, I don't want to go back to the hotel this morning because...
That is my worst fear.
This is, mate, I can't even tell you how many times I've done it now. I've lost count. I blocked the toilet. It won't go down. There's no freaking brush. So I'm at, I might have to put my hand in this situation.
No! That is my worst fear. You know, when you go to a toilet at someone's house.
Yes.
And there's something wrong with the flush.
Yes.
And you're definitely the last person that was in there and you can't leave the house and knowing what you've done in there and you can't get, but you don't want to admit the flush won't work because then they've got to come in and see what's come out of you and it's like hectic.
Like, for instance, like you might be at a mate's house and you flush the toilet and the water just comes up to the top. Oh. And then you're like, wait, stop. And then it's just sitting on the top and you think to yourself, oh, I'm a grown adult. Why don't I press the button again? And you press the button again and then the water comes up and over and you're trying to stop it by jamming towels around the toilet and then the water spills out underneath the bottom of the door to the bathroom and the neighbouring room is the kitchen and your mates are at work and they're going to be home in an hour and you've got to clean it up and they've let you stay there because you're on holiday, like that sort of situation.
Wow, that is so specific.
And those mates that listen to you on radio have still not heard the story because you cleaned it up and threw their towels in the bin.
Was that Reese? Were you staying at Reese's house?
No.
Whose?
No, it wasn't at Reese's house.
3060, broken toilets. Let's talk
when
about
have you
broken,
blocked a toilet.
When have you broken a toilet? How hectic was it? How did you get out of it? You know what I have to give away for the best caller? Legit.
What is it?
Let me find my credit sheet.
Oh, I can see it here.
The Weeknd, tickets on sale today. The Weeknd is bringing his Starboy World Tour Phase 2 to Qdos Bank Arena on Saturday, December 2. 3 o'clock today, you can get tickets from livenation.com.au. But 131060, if you have a broken dunny toilet story, broken dunny story, we have 2 tickets for you to see The Weeknd live. And here's his song, Rockin', because we're a radio station and we like to theme things.
Yes.
I guess we're doing poo chat. Poo chat, poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo 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 poo. I know.
Or we're doing this.
Inappropriate phone is at 605. Where we talk about the things you should have, but we do it live.
Yeah.
So. We know that we do a lot of this gear at this time. And if you're a regular listener, if 6 to 7 is your drive time, we're not sorry.
No, we're not sorry. This is the time for it. We're not sorry at all.
And Hallie and I find it amusing. And so we do it a lot. And don't ask us to stop because we won't stop. We'll never stop.
No.
But today's one I think is particularly relatable because we've all been in a situation where, Harley, you made a mess of the toilet at the hotel.
I made a mess, mate. It's emotional. There needs to be a funeral for that toilet. Don't even try and unblock it. Just rip it out and start again.
And the flush button not working, so you've now got poo anxiety that the staff are going to come in, the poor housemaid service are going to go in to clean the dunny and just, you know.
Do you know what I've done as well?
Call a priest. Like,
there's a, call a priest, get some holy water. I got the shower rose, which is a detachable shower rose, and I've actually been spraying that into the toilet in the hope that it would loosen something. Nothing's happening.
It's no good. And, you know, this happened to everyone. You've been in a friend's house and you've done your business and the flush is just not working and you're pressing it really hard and there's no water coming in. We've got lots of calls. Wow, I'm just reading some. Wow. Josh in Maryland, is a toilet broken, so let you down.
It was.
What happened, mate?
I've gone to the toilet, as you do. Yes. I've started blocking. It started doing sort of what Harley was saying, how it started to overflow. I've gone to grab the plunger out of the laundry. And in that time, the real estate who's showing someone else the house has come through to show them the bathroom. And they're all standing there in disbelief.
Hang on. Is it an open inspection?
Wow.
Yeah, but enough about your poo. Oh.
Yeah. You know, when I'm the same, when I get home from work, I have to go straight and do it because I won't do it at work.
No.
I always get, yesterday the gardeners knocked on the door and I was mid and I'm yelling out from the toilet, I'm coming!
Yell out. Yeah. I don't even talk. I won't say anything.
I do. Like,
there could be people go, there's a fire or your child needs you. I'll just act like I'm not there.
Oh,
it's
no,
like it's
I
not happening.
And no, I had to because then I went to the door and Josh, my gardener, was there and then he passed me his sausage curry and asked me to heat it up and I was like, I've just seen something that looks a lot like that. That's true. That's true.
Sausage curry.
Yum. Sean, hey Sean.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, did you have a toilet let you down?
My wife used to, or my girlfriend used to live in Dubai, so I went over to see her for a holiday. And the first time I went to the toilet, she's like, oh, you can use the toilet paper like normal. So I went to the toilet and the bowl filled up, and so I went to unblock it before anyone noticed. Didn't work, so I told her, and she's like, oh, I'll have a go at unblocking it.
Oh.
Had to get the building maintenance to come up and ended up unblocking it. And then probably a couple of days later, the exact same thing happened. And then probably about another 4 or 5 days after that, I actually proposed to her, and she still said yes. So
I love that. That's how Sean knew that she was a keeper. She's a keeper. Yeah.
A 2-day blockage and then a proposal. Brilliant.
But if you've got a girlfriend willing to unblock the toilet you just use, marry her.
If you find anyone that will put their hand in your fecal matter, then you put a ring on that finger. I mean,
after
wash the finger first.
Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
Caitlin.
Has the toilet let you down?
Yeah, well, my story's a bit similar to the one beforehand. I used a bit too much toilet paper. I was at my best friend's house. And I kind of just left it. I just walked away and went and sat on the couch, just kind of freaked out and hoped that it would go away by itself. And next thing I know, my best friend's dad is walking into the bathroom with a plastic bag around his hand, and he scoops out everything into the plastic bag.
God.
It gets so much worse. And then he walks out with it, and I'm just sitting here terrified the entire time. He walks out into the lounge room where we're all sitting. Her grandma is sitting, her grandpa is sitting, her brothers and sisters. Walks, parades it in and says, who did this?
Oh, my God. Well, luckily you haven't left your name on it, so they can't put it on you.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. One day, though, I fantasize about DNA kits where you'll be able to find out who's doing what in your house. Trust me, I've thought about it.
Oh, you don't need a DNA kit in my house. Well, that was Dad.
Oh, I'm gonna give tickets to Sean, and I'm going to give tickets to Caitlin as well.
Oh, brilliant. Good on you.
Hey, Sean, you've got 2 tickets to see The Weeknd.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caitlin, 2 tickets
thank
to see
so
The
much.
Weeknd. Sorry,
oh,
Josh.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, Josh, you went up to scratch in Maryland. You can give Josh some stuff too, but not tickets. Okay, thanks, everyone.
See ya.
Recently, there was an article written about the state of play in Sydney Breakfast Radio.
Yes.
And the person who wrote it sat down and listened to a morning of everyone's shows and declared that the airwaves are full of smut.
Oh, they can't have listened to our show.
It's lowbrow.
How dare.
School boy humour.
I am university educated.
That's sweet.
For 6 months.
Me too. We are lowering the IQ of Sydney.
Huh.
And so with that in mind, I bring to you this piece of content.
Do we need an opener for it?
In a sec. Poo exhibition in Japan.
Yes.
Poo exhibition in Japan allows visitors to smell and touch poo.
Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
You know what? You're bloody welcome, Sydney.
Tokuyama Zoo in Japan is holding their first ever nkutan, a.k.a. poop exhibit. From July 22 to 31 August, the exhibit will display the excrement of several of the zoo's animals with other special displays and events promised. Well, book my trip to Japan. I'm never coming back.
Mate, you don't have to go to Japan. Just come to my house.
Pretty much.
Poo all over the place.
Among them, ooh,
what?
Will be an opportunity to touch an elephant's bowel movement.
Oh.
Now, of course, the poop has been dried and disinfected and coated with a varnish, making it safe and odourless. Now, I want it straight from the source. I want to stand with my nose at the anus of a pachyderm and have it release upon my face. Because I want the organic, real experience.
Are you
We're in radio. We can arrange it.
And the boss is listening. Emma's just revealed she wants to be shat on.
There's a word in German for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scat. Of course the Germans came up with that.
Yeah.
There are sample 13 different creatures' scents. The scents. The scent of. Ooh, dinners. Tigers, giraffes, and even African spurred tortoises.
Really?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
What are they doing poos like?
Each poo is given an odour ranking from 1, least smelly, to 5, most smelly.
I'm at 5.
You're at 9.
Oh, mate.
9 out of 5.
Yeah, I've got people in hazmat suits turning up to my house.
They're the most exciting thing.
You've got to lock that
just
shit down.
Just a chuck full of bleach. I can't believe we've been accused of
how
being smutty.
How do you like that, Auntie?
What the hell?
It was the ABC.
Oh, we're not smutty. I mean,
clean.
We're talking about something everyone does. We're the every man.
Yeah, this is educating the youth.
But I think you'll enjoy this part the most. There's going to be a very special visitor at the poo exhibition in Japan.
Oh yeah,
they call him the giant turd, and he's the mascot of the Japanese poo exhibition. And if you're looking at him now, you'll see, I'm not sure, we'll pop a picture up of Giant Turd.
Yeah.
For some reason, he's got a jaunty pink scarf on.
He does have a pink scarf on.
And sunglasses. But I suppose you're in the dark when you're a poo, and when you are birthed to the world, the sunlight would be quite bright on your eyes.
Yeah, it would be.
So that makes sense. Yep. And then the poo's holding some poo. So that does, and he's got some, like, Aldi shop wrist guards. You know the Aldi, they wear wrist guards to get stuff through
it's
quick enough?
He's a poo superhero.
He is. So, look forward to that. July 22 to 31st of August. Book your tickets now at all good poo outlets.
I've had a poo fight quite regularly when I was a young fellow. We used to have cow pat fights.
Oh,
just get amongst it. Because some of them are dried so hard they become frisbees, and that really leaves a mark on the head. And the other one's still a bit soft and chewy in the middle, so you can really...
Highbrow FM.
Now,
oh my God!
You've been running up to this. In fact, I secretly think this is why you were late, because you slept so soundly because you knew you had an 8:10.
This is a moment in time. This is a moment in my marriage that when Scott and I are very old, we'll look back and go, "Remember the time?"
Yeah.
This occurred. So we had date night, double date night on Friday night. Joel Creasy, my friend and your friend, Joel Creasy and his boyfriend and Scott and I. And I got myself all dressed up in a nice little velvet dress, had a really beautiful fake fur coat on. Scott got home from work late, so he was under the pump to get ready so we could leave.
Yeah.
And as he walked in the door, he's holding his tummy. And he's like, oh, God, something's not right.
Cramping.
I got toilet cramping. Yeah. I'm like... okay. I don't care what's wrong. We never go out. I've been away. We've been busy. I don't care what's wrong. Fix it. Plug it up. So he went to the toilet and he's in there for ages. And so I'm out in the car. I'm now at this stage. Motor's running. I'm on the horn.
Are you a polite reminder? No. Or
really?
A,
do you have to ask that?
Man.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to go with meet polite reminder.
No. Well, no. And so he comes back out. He gets in the car and then he goes, no, hang on. And so he has to go back in the house.
Oh, wow.
And he's revisited the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? He's like, I don't know. Something's wrong. It's coming out of me. So he gets in the car and it's settled a bit. So we drop the kids off at mum and dad's and then we're on
our
way.
That's not him doing a poo again.
No.
Oh, hang on.
Poo, chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo, chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo, chat, poo, 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 poo.
So, now, I don't listen to us and think, oh, this is... smutty and lowbrow. I want you. first of all, welcome.
Yes.
But also, this is primal. You've all got a story like the one I'm about to tell you. You've all eaten something or done something which has caused your body to go rogue and that cramp in your lower gut. And you know, come hell or high water, if you don't find a hole in a ground somewhere, it's about to get messy.
Oh, pretty much daily.
So everybody, just put yourself in that mindset and be my husband.
Okay.
So we drive away from mom and dad's and we get on the freeway and we're on the freeway and all of a sudden he grabs the side of the car and he grabs my arm and he says, please pull over.
Wow.
We are on grid. It is 6:30 on a major highway. It is gridlock. It's still just a touch of sun out, like not too much, but enough for people to see my husband on the side of the road with his suit pants down. So I said to him, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I don't care what. He goes, M, please, please. And he's sitting there going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And then I just started laughing.
When a grown man becomes a toddler, there's no escaping.
He was like cry panicking. And he's a big manly man, my husband. And he's gripping for, like, he's pursing his bum cheeks so hard together. And he's sitting there like he's all pursed up in a pretzel. And it's like, please.
You better start singing like Pavarotti.
So I just start laughing. I'm like, I can't wait to tell everyone about this on Monday. And he's like, stop talking about the radio. So I'm like, I'm not pulling over. I don't care what happens. I don't care. I'll wipe it off the leather seat. I don't care. It's why we got leather seats.
Oh, dear Lord.
He's like, he's sitting there the whole time. Ah! And then we see a pub. So I quickly pull in and Scott does a dash like he's holding his bum. He's got a beautiful suit on, a velvet jacket and everything. And he runs into the pub. And then I watch him. He can't find the toilet. He cannot. I'm just watching this head ducking around like the mad chef on the Muppets, like the Swedish chef. He's looking around. And then I see he goes up the stairs.
You don't want to be climbing stairs when you're holding onto that.
So I find him and then I see him disappear. I sat out the front with my hazard lights on for 25 minutes of this
Why
pub.
Why did your hazard lights on? That's
because I was illegally parked.
There's a hazard
inside. There's a hazard. Just to warn people, do not go into this pub. And so then 25 minutes later, he walks out. I'm in hysterics at this point. He's like, please don't make me laugh. I don't know what's going to come out of me.
Oh, my God.
And then we finally get to the restaurant, and I look at him, and I go, what did you eat today?
Yes.
What has caused this? What have you had? He goes, oh, not much. He goes, but I did have some herbal tea. And I go, what do you mean? He goes,
did he douche the herbal tea?
And then he said to me, I don't know, Matt offered me some Chinese herbal tea. I go, what was in the herbal tea? He goes, I don't know, it had an empty label on it. I go, oh, my God, he drank tea with no label on it, just a satchel.
Well, that's a smart thing to do.
That's what I said to my kid. Are you some kind of idiot? And then I go, ring Matt and tell him. So he rings Matt and he goes, look, I've got explosive diarrhea and my stomach's cramping. I don't know what was in that tea. It was a slimming tea.
Oh, my God. What a dear, delightful idiot.
What? You are 45 years old. What are you drinking?
What a wonderful moron.
How vain are you? What? You don't need slimming. You run 500 Ks a week.
I do have to be honest with you, Amelia. My favourite part of that story is when you said, that's why we got leather seats. So that your husband can shit on them.
Can I tell you, I would rather have made him clean his own poo up the next day than stopped on that highway and had his big white ass on view with little red pubes on the butthole to the entirety of the city, because that's what he was asking me to do.
What an image.
So all's well that ends well. He's good job, fine. Mate. He's okay. We got to the restaurant and he ordered chili prawns and had a beer.
Did he now? Well, what a delightful moron.
Harley, you had a gig last night.
Oh, I did a gig. I did a show. I did a little comedy concert.
Sydney Uni?
No, UNSW, University.
I've done a gig there in that room.
Well, yes, I wasn't in that room because that room is being refurbished.
Ah.
I was in a semi-permanent tent on an oval.
That sounds about right for uni students.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. You know what I realised last night? And it's just straight up, I'm old.
Mate, I'm just old. I feel you. You know when you think, because you and I are quite immature.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're walking around, I'm 19. And then you hang up with 19-year-olds. You're like, I am 38 years
old. Yeah.
I am not 19.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Hang on.
28 years old.
But that was like, that was.
I know.
Because I'm such a silly idiot.
Yeah.
I'm on stage being a silly idiot. And they were doing the right thing about that. They were giggling and laughing. But I think it was more of, this old man is such a silly idiot. Like, yeah. That's how
Dad.
They were laughing. But it was a fun show. I had some interaction with some radio fans of this show.
And are you okay with that?
I'm fine. I'm getting better.
Okay, good boy. Harley's funny with people coming up to him and touching him.
And being nice.
Being nice.
What are you being nice for? Yeah. But there was a few. One girl asked me if she could have the answers to Alpha Bucks, and I was like,
"Oh, cheeky."
I was like, "Mate, I don't even read those until I'm doing it."
You don't even know the answers when you're reading.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. That. Sometimes my heart rate gets so intense, like from one beat a minute to two, I nearly pass out while I'm reading it. So you just calm your farm and don't bring this up in the nighttime. Also, I forgot about this. I had to do nervous poo before the show started.
Oh,
and I forgot to do it. And then the whole time I was on stage, because I was host, I can't go do poo because I'm worried that an act will finish before their allotted time and I won't be there.
Yep.
And so I swear to God, I thought.
So you're nervous about your nervous poo?
I thought I was going to crap myself on stage.
That's a fun roller coaster to be on.
And then I brought on the headliner, Ian Edwards from America, lovely guy. And I bolted the toilet and said to one other comic, I'm like, mate, if things go bad. And I'm in there for longer than 20 minutes. Can you?
I got to tap out.
I went into the portal. They had a portaloo. No one wants to do nervous poo in a portaloo. And it was the business was bad. Like, it was business that you don't even want to have to be a part of. And
I feel like you need an intervention,
mate. You
your
know what happened?
Your poos are really rotten.
This was rotten.
What's wrong with your insides? Are you dead?
Well, I'm going to see a guy.
Oh, good. Are you going to see a poo guy?
I'm going to go see a poo guy.
Thank the Lord.
But hang on.
Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
Now, I've been meaning to speak to you about this because every time you talk about going to the toilet, which is a lot off air, you always say, it's bad, it's bad. Oh, my God, they need to donate it to science. I think it spoke to me. I'm like a priest.
It
was a level 7
specter.
I'm an
atheist and I exercise the room every time I'm finished. I'm like, that was a demon.
Yeah. And I've been thinking to myself, that's not right. Like, I'll do one bad poo in 25. You seem to do it every time. So I'm like, you need to go get that fixed, babe. There's something wrong with your sphincter.
Yeah, it's no good.
Your colon.
I took off skin last night.
So you did your nervous poo.
I want to say to the lovely students at UNSW, don't go into those portaloos because it didn't flush.
You didn't have the foot pumping?
It didn't do it.
Oh, no.
I was like,
so you're just there smashing.
I'm out of here. I just went into another cubicle to finish up, and then I went back into the shower. I'm like, that's not my problem.
It was a two-cube poo?
Two-cube poo.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a rare one. Anyway, back at the show. I'm like feeling fresh.
Yeah.
I've dropped about 10 kilos,
and
I'm feeling fine. After the show, people were like, can I have a photo? And they were quite young. One girl, bless her, said, can I have a photo for my mum? I'm like, all right, mate. There's not even that kind of behaviour.
For my mum. You're so old.
But one girl came up and she was excited. She goes, but this is what she said to me and I found it so funny. She goes, oh, my friend here, I brought her along because I said, you'll love Harley, he's on the radio, it'll be such a wholesome night.
What?
Because as people would know when they listen to this show, we have to adhere to radio codes.
Barely.
That's exactly right.
We take them out the back and bend them over and marry them.
Ooh, don't we? And make them consent. If you can do that.
And then they're pregnant. The radio codes are like, enough you two. Yeah. All right,
cut
fine.
It out.
We get it.
Get out of here. Don't use your thumb.
We don't.
So I just want everyone to know, when I'm on stage, there are no codes. There is, there's no code.
No wholesome either.
And they looked at me and just went, I think we need to go home and wash. I'm like, that's for the best.
Imagine walking in thinking they're going to get radio, Harley. You need to times that by a million and add all the swear words every 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
And maybe you're 10% there.
I use the F-bomb as a pause.
As a noun. Yesterday.
I think before we start.
Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
Okay. What I'm about to deliver is the ultimate Pootastrophe. It was Poomageddon.
Poosplosion. Okay.
It was just end of days. I got it. Okay, focus. Yesterday, you left early because you had to get a flight to Brisbane.
Yes.
And I stayed here because my husband now has Thursday, Fridays off, and he comes into the studio on Thursdays, mm-hmm. and we have a date.
Right.
And so Scotty arrived here at around 11 on his bike because he rode in, and we needed to go down to my car to get changed. So Scotty and I got in the elevator, and he was in his bike gear holding his bike, and we're standing in the elevator, and we start to notice a smell. And I'm like, jeez, that's just like, it was like egg. It was foul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just as the elevator's about to close, a guy runs in, can you hold the elevator? And he comes in and he goes, oh, have you heard about what's happened in the lower basement? And I go, My car's in the lower basement. What's happened in the lower basement? What? He's gone, oh man, there's been a bit of a situation. And I'm like, what do you mean a bit of a situation? My car's there. And then he goes to say more, and then the doors open and we're on the lower basement, and I walk out and Harley, the sewage pipe of the entire building, and we also house a shopping center, had exploded.
Yes.
And as the doors open on the ground, a sea of piss and feces greeted me.
Really?
And the smell. My husband started dry reaching and he did a little vomit in the corner. I walk out. There's just one lone cleaner with what looked like a hockey pitch cleaner, you know, just trying to navigate through the tides of urine. And then I took a step out and the cleaner goes, no, it's piss. And I'm like, oh. And then I lift my foot up and I look over at my car, my beautiful Range Rover, and there is a human turd sitting at the front wheel.
I'm so excited.
It was so hectic. And so I'm wading through the wee in my $500 brogues, and I'm just stepping through the wee, and then all of a sudden I turn and I look and there's just four more massive borries on the ground. It was raw sewage. It was raw. It was just like 100 people had, a million people had come and taken a dump. And the spot that was right under the pipe was where you park, where I park, and where Sarah, our producer, parks. It's like the sewage knew to target me.
How did it break? Where did it break?
Apparently.
Like literally under my park?
Yes. Under our park.
Yeah.
Like it just bubbled up through the big draining system, and I've never seen so much wee and so much poo in one spot. And so I look at that, they're like, we need you to move your car. So then I had to step inside a garbage bag in bare feet and walk through the wee. And then I got to the car and I had to get rid of the garbage bag and the smell, Harley, the smell. And then I got in the rangy and I'm in there with my poo feet and I've left the shoes. I don't even know where the shoes are. And so then I had to drive it through the tide of piss and all through and up the hill, and the car's ruined. I've set it on fire, obviously.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So luckily, house, it was so hectic.
Did they tell you why it broke?
Yeah. Why is it? Apparently people are shoving their pads down the dunnies.
And it's expanded and blown it out.
But apparently it's the fifth time this year it's happened. We just haven't been here, or it's not been too bad that anyone's noticed. Oh, but we noticed yesterday. Don't worry. So basically, there's poo juice all over the rangy, all over my shoes, all over my soul. Like, I just feel like I'm dripping in human feces. I can't. And then poor Fee, who's the building manager, Fee came down and she's dry reaching. The cleaner's dry reaching. Scott's already thrown up. I'm dry reaching. Don't worry. We got the video out. So there's a video of this catastrophe that's
that
going to go online. And then Ben, our button pusher, laugher, writer of things, put together something using the video.
Yeah, we thought your favourite movie is Armageddon, and M came up saying, oh my God, it's Poomageddon down there. So we made a trailer for Poomageddon.
Here you go.
Somebody dial 911.
What hit us?
I am in human feces. The sewage has exploded.
It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind. Basically the worst parts of the Bible.
And it's all
I want all of you listening to know that everything that can be done to wage this terrible battle is being called into service.
Ah!
Oh, God.
At that time, I haven't thrown up in about an hour.
I'd start praying about it right now.
And look at me.
Ah! Touchstone Pictures presents Coomageddon, a Jerry Bruckheimer production, directed by Michael Bay.
I love that because we work in radio, we're contractually obliged to make that.
That is so good.
So the video is going to go up on Instagram now and on our Facebook page, but I just need you to know, you know, when you're at your most basic human function where you just, all of us are looking around, there's six of us down there throwing up, and it's like you just give up. It's primal. You're just in survival mode. It doesn't matter who you are, from the cleaner to the CEO, we're all standing in human feces.
You do know that, right, the height limit in that car park is 2 metres, and my car is 2 metres. And I had gone. So there's a chance that I rip that pipe out on my way.
Now,
listen to me. This is very on brand for both of us.
We've been concerned about your health.
Yeah, but wait a minute. We have done one of these an hour.
Good.
But this is the first time we're playing the opener.
Poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo. It's a poo chat poo 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 poo.
Hello to all the kids on their way to school. I know a lot of mums have been asking for that as a ringtone because their five-year-old loves it.
This is literally the third poo chat for this show today.
What's your point?
My point is that we know...
You know your passion? Stuff. You talk about your passion. Yeah. People are attracted to passion. They don't care what the topic is. We're passionate about this.
We talked about space poo.
Yes.
We talked about poo fuel.
Yes.
And now we're talking about my poo.
Well, this is important because
men's health.
You've been having some issues downstairs.
There's been a bit of issues and I just thought that I should go in, get my men's health, everything checked out.
Right.
I'm at an age now where you're getting towards things. Get it all checked out.
Don't put it off, men.
Don't put it off.
You are Monty's for putting it off. Yes.
I had to have a man very intimately rubbing my testicles last week.
Good.
Because I felt a little lump in
there. Some people would say that as a date.
Yes. Well, we had a good chat.
Good.
About a mutual friend of ours. and then now I've got to go to pathology just for a whole series of tests, includes bloods.
Yep.
Now, I royally cocked that up last week.
Yes. When,
remember, I fasted too long.
Because you overachiever.
They didn't tell me. Yeah. So I went, okay, I eat at 6 o'clock
because
of this job. So I went to bed and did the show, went into pathology, and by then I had fasted too long. So it'll be out. Mate, I was next level angry. So she's like, no, you've got to go away. I'm like, okay. And luckily at that point, I hadn't done the pretty confronting task of pooing in a bucket and taking a sample out.
And no one, we didn't really actually think about the minutiae of how you would, because these.
I can tell you how I did it.
Well, I want to know because the specimen container doesn't match up ratio-wise. And we also discussed how angling that thing,
yes,
it can come out at any angle.
The specimen container is tiny.
And it has a brown lid, which we love.
Which is hilarious. And I didn't realise this. What? When you take the lid off, the lid has a scoop attached to the lid.
Oh, dear.
That's handy.
Oh. No, that's confronting.
It's also confronting.
What are you just, like trying to get the last bit of it out of an ice cream container? And you're knuckle deep trying to get the bottom, just get that last macadamia nut and all your knuckles are covered in the ice cream? Is that what it's like?
No. I mean, you can do it that way. You do whatever you want. This is what I chose to do.
Well, lots of listeners gave us some.
And I combined a couple of the tips.
Great.
One tip was put a bucket in the toilet.
Yeah.
The other tip was put some Glad wrap on the toilet.
Glad wrap. That's just a funny joke.
I put some Glad wrap
in
the
bucket.
Pooed into the bucket. It all went ahead. It was fine. It was pretty hectic. And I was like, whoa.
Did you just
good
like,
luck studying
did
that
you
one.
Twist it up in a little baggie? So you put the plastic
oh, no,
out
no,
and
no,
then...
no. Then I got the scoop from the lid with the scoop
oh,
on it.
Oh, God.
Scoop in sealed hazmat suit, got some fuel, set the toilet on fire, walked away.
Perfect.
So then I did my fasting yesterday all day, right?
Yes.
So I ate yesterday morning just before 8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock hour. So then after 4 o'clock I could go in and do the bloods.
Yeah.
I had my little poo ready and I took my oldest boy Leonard with me.
He'd been wrapped.
We were having the best time.
Yeah.
We were making the nurse at pathology laugh very much because I was describing what I had to do.
Amazing.
And Leonard thought it was the most hilarious thing.
I'm
like, and I was like fake whispering. I was like, mate,
I'm going to give this lady a container of my own poo. He's like, shut up. Oh, okay, I'm going to give you poo. And she's giggling and he's giggling. We're having a great time. I'm up there with my arms ready for the blood to come out. He's like, what are you doing there, Dad? I'm like, they're going to make another version of me.
Yeah, vampire.
He's having a great time. And then the pathology lady,
oh, God.
She says to me, have you been overseas in the last 6 months? And I went, yeah, definitely. I go to New Zealand quite a bit for work. And she's like, oh, we need two poo samples.
You what now?
I was like, I can get you another poo sample then. It's annoying. I don't want to have to do that again.
Why?
She goes, no, we need two samples from the same stool. And I nearly threw the shit at her. I'm like, can you guys get together and get a little list of the things I need to do before I do it?
Wait, didn't you have excess?
Yeah, but I flushed it. It's gone. I was keeping that around the house. So I've got to go home.
That's a good point.
And do it again.
I thought you might have popped it in the fridge.
No, I didn't store it later on in case some idiot says we need some more of that poo. So I've got the small container with the brown lid. She gets out a smaller container with a tinier lid, with a tiny little scoop on it, with a liquid inside. And I have to scoop the poo until it fills up to a line because I've been overseas. And I said to Leonard, I went, mate, by the end of this week, they'll have me pooing in a pen lid. 13, 10, 60, give us your worst dates. I'm doing flat out, straight up radio phoners. You'll love it.
Who have you become?
I don't even care.
Have I walked into the studio with Fitzy and Fitzy?
Yep, Fitzy and Fitzy are here. 13, 10, 60, worst date stories.
No.
I want to hear them.
We made a blood oath.
No, we didn't.
We would never do these type of phoners.
13, 10, 60, worst dates.
This better be a hectic story.
And the reason is for this headline.
All right.
A woman threw a poo out of a window and firefighters had to get involved.
Poo, chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo, chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo, chat, poo, 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 poo.
I apologize.
Now, the reason that this has made news is because a young man who was on a Tinder date with a younger woman, as is their wont, started a GoFundMe page to get a new window installed in his college apartment.
Okay. This is hectic already.
It's so hectic. Okay. I will refer to the notes if I need it, but I read this story early this morning.
Did I read facts?
A friend of mine, because I have friends, as you do, on the other side of the world. You have friends.
I don't have any friends.
When I wake up in the morning, they've all been posting stuff.
Yeah.
And so this popped up, this news story, and I read that headline and went, I don't know how that exists. Yes.
Can I just say so many people have sent this to us overnight.
You know what I love? People get our brand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hashtag poo.
They knew it.
It's a brand.
Right. So
vagina alarm clocks.
Basically, long story short, this is what happens. Yeah. They're at his little tiny one-bedroom university apartment or equivalent, and they'd had Nandos.
Nando's, I don't know why. Nando's, chicken land.
Yep. Well, I think it had rushed through her, she needed to excuse herself and go to the toilet.
Okay.
And then she came out and she said to him, "A bad thing's happened."
Oh dear God!
And he's like, "What?" She went, "Well, I went to the toilet, and the toilet didn't flush." And he's like, "Oh yeah, it does that sometimes." She's like, "So I have." Fish the poo out.
You would. You're on your first date.
You're on your first date.
You're not going to leave a massive
turd. You're not going to leave a poo in there.
As if. You're not getting a swipe. You're one swiping left so hard the phone's falling out of my head.
She fishes the poo out.
Oh, God.
And she goes, and I've turfed it out the window. He's like, what would you do that for? Because he knows what type of window he's got. She's turfed the poo out. But his window is a window.
Oh, no.
And then basically it's like these windows here at the radio station and then another window and then just a cavity.
Oh, no, the poo's
so
in the cavity.
She threw the poo out the window, but it's just sitting there.
In the cavity.
In the cavity. Oh, and Jesus. He's walked in there and gone, oh, man, what are we going to do? She goes, I know. I'll climb down and get the poo. So I'll go in the little tiny hole, have a look.
Okay.
So she's climbed in through the tiniest little slit to get the little poo and got herself stuck. And so firefighters have had to come and rescue the young lady.
She called
with
out,
poo in hand.
She called out to me to help her climb out from the window. I grabbed her waist and I pulled, but she was stuck fast. She'd been upside down in the window for around 15 minutes at this point.
Yeah. She's upside down with her head very close to her own poo. I hear you, sister. I've been there recently.
And they had to get the whole window dismantled. So the guy, it says it on the page, how much is he run? He's got a
300-pound, which is, I don't know.
He's got it, well, you know, it's about $500. He's had a GoFundMe page to replace his window because of a date. So that's why I thought 13, 10, 60. Tell us your worst date.
Can you beat?
You better be able to beat that.
I feel like you may have crescendoed. We may have started at the top.
Yep. We'll see what you got.
Let's do this traditional breakfast radio phoner of 13, 10, 60. What is the worst date you've been on? Can you top this? That is so hectic. 13, 10, 60. What's the worst date you've been on after?
After this headline, a woman threw a poo out of a window on a first date and firefighters had to get involved.
I mean, it's hectic.
I just love it. It's so much.
Imagine.
And I feel for her.
Because you want to make the impression that you're perfect on a first date. You don't fart in front of them. You wear matching undies. You do all the undershaving. You shave under everything, not just on top.
And as the guy said, they're in the middle of Netflix and chilling.
Chilling.
Yeah, so she's gone and excused herself. They're already starting there.
Although, I would have to say, I would hold on. I wouldn't do that on a first date at someone else's toilet.
No, well, clearly it was a need.
I wouldn't do an away poo. Oh, okay.
It's a need, not a want.
Okay.
And then it doesn't flush.
And then she gets it out, and then she throws it, and it gets stuck in the window cavity.
Just offer a bit of dad advice for everybody out there that ever faced the problem of a toilet not flushing, which is different to a toilet blockage.
Yeah, what do you do? Is there a solution?
Yes, you just fill a bucket of water and pour it in the toilet.
But then you risk that there's a secret blockage and it overflows and then you got turd soup.
Sure, but you've just got a bucket of water. It's literally just gravity.
Where are you getting a bucket from in an apartment building if you're a visitor? Oh, so can I just borrow a bucket?
Use a bin.
That's not dodgy.
Use a bin.
Okay.
If you can't get the bin under the tap, you use the dustpan and brush, and you put the dustpan under the tap, and then it runs down the dustpan and goes out the.
I was trying to combine poo and MacGyver.
I'm Dad MacGyver.
Okay. We put the challenge out on 13, 10, 60. Worst date. Can you beat this? Danielle in Castle Hill. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Danielle.
What happened on your date?
So at the time I was 19 and I'd met this guy out at a club one night and then, you know, organised to catch up. He was 26 and so we went to dinner, I thought it was coffee. So we sat down, I ordered a coffee and he ended up what was the equivalent of like a 3-course meal. And then he kept trying to like kiss and touch and I was really uncomfortable, so I kept my coffee like up to my lips the whole time. And he was super nervous and bumped my coffee. It was boiling hot, burnt the hell out of my lap. Went to like awkwardly like stab it out for me, like so inappropriate because of where it was. I was like, no, all good. And then when the waiter came or like the guy for payment because the place was closing, like he didn't offer his wallet or say anything, so I awkwardly had to pay for his 3-course meal and my coffee.
While you're on fire, while your crotch is on fire.
Yeah, it was great. It was good times.
Buddy, that's a genuine sad worst date.
That's really sad.
What a creep.
What a creep.
You know what I could say, though, by the sounds of him, you're lucky that it was the coffee that had your crotch on fire and not whatever he was carrying.
Wow, I mean, that's an assumption. He might have a clean bill of health. This guy was probably a virgin.
I doubt it.
Okay, Nina in Liverpool. Jeez, this guy went downhill fast. Yeah. He just wanted a meal. All of a sudden he's got crabs.
He's got crotch fire.
Jeez. Nina in Liverpool. Hey, Nina.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Nina.
What happened?
So I went on a Tinder date a few months ago and the guy pulls up in his Porsche and he says to me, oh, you're a little bit bigger than I thought. I should have brought my four-wheel drive.
Terrific. Yep.
Instead of taking me to the restaurant, like we planned, he takes him back to his apartment where he sits on the other side of the couch and talks to other girls. Then he sticks out his hand, tries to get me to kiss it, and he would just... so bad. He then instead of making out, he doesn't know how to make out. Then he drives me back to my car. He fell asleep. I try to sneak out. I asked him to drive me back and then he says, I don't know why you didn't have a good time. I was like,
mate, I'll say it. Who'd be single in 2017? Mate, thank God I'm 1,000 and I've been married 25 years.
Look, to be fair, neither of those calls beat poo out the window.
Nah, you're rubbish, both of you. But
I'm sorry to both of you.
It's terrible.
There's men of that quality out in the world.
Well, mate, I think that is
a disgrace.
I feel like dudes. I don't
do better.
Dudes do better.
Just do better.
But don't. Oh God, I'm sorry, ladies.
I'm sorry.
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Breeze.